Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
With a little help from clear nighttime skies and warm temperatures, October could be a good time to watch for falling stars. That's because there are two overlapping meteor showers in October. The Orionids meteor shower will put on its annual show from October 2nd to November 7th. The Orionids are generally considered to be an average meteor shower, with up to 20 or so meteors per hour during the peak viewing period, which will occur on the night of October 20th and early morning of the 21st. The Orionids meteor shower will overlap with the lesser well-known Draconis meteor shower, which runs annually from October 6th to the 10th. The peak viewing period for the Draconids will occur on the night of October 8th, with perhaps 10 meteors per hour. But the Draconids is a little more observer-friendly than many other meteor showers. That's because rather than peak viewing period occurring after midnight, the peak viewing period for the Draconids is early evening, so it's more kid-friendly, as well as more sleep-friendly. Plus, the Draconids are known to occasionally put on spectacular shows, sometimes producing hundreds of meteors per hour. So it's a good idea to be watchful throughout the month. The phases of the moon can interfere with observing meteor showers, and the next full moon will not come until October 28th. We start off the month with the waning gibbous moon on October 1st, last quarter on the 6th, new moon on the 14th, and a first quarter on the 21st before the full hunter's moon on the 28th. Meteor showers are named for the constellation from which they appear to originate. The Draconids will appear to radiate out of the constellation Draco, while the Orionids appear to be radiating out of constellation Orion. Draco's up there near the Big Dipper, while Orion will be in the southern sky. But remember that meteors may be observed anywhere in the sky. So take the time to occasionally check for meteors over the next few weeks. With a little luck, the meteor showers could provide some good entertainment. And while you're out there, you might consider learning about some new constellations or watch for satellites. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.